should know that every pattern in the scripture is the same. If God gave Jesus a relationship of 12 and left one devil in there, so why do you keep expecting that God will not leave a Judas in your own circle? Since you are following Jesus. So many times you are just so surprised because you didn't expect it. It's the Father that's sending them. How would Jesus, you know, one of the most tragic things I've seen in Christendom is people getting up to preach with no experience. You haven't suffered anything. You haven't gone through anything. You haven't overcome anything. And you just have a zeal to preach. What are you preaching? Preaching is not words. Hallelujah. Tell me, what would the Lord Jesus be ministering to you if he didn't have a Judas? He asked Judas a question. Betray thou the Son of Man with a kiss? Didn't you just read the kisses of an enemy? He's deceitful. Judas was acting out everything the Bible says. That's why I said, had Judas read the Bible, he would have run for his life. And God would have found somebody else. He said, he that would betray me, it is better for him that he had not been born. In other words, this your, you know, like you play Monopoly, do not pass go, do not collect $200. This your trip to hell will have no remedy. But he couldn't hear it. Couldn't hear it. He said, now watch. All the Father had given to me shall come to me. I will in no wise cast out. I didn't see it. I was quoting from memory. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will. Until this word gets into you, you don't recognize how much your life has been doing your own will. And if we're going to grow supernaturally, spiritually, that's we must come down from the throne. Doing the will of God is not easy. Sometimes I grit my teeth and say, Lord, just help me. Because how I feel, I will be angry with you, I'll be angry with them, I'll be angry with everybody. So touch me now. Hallelujah. I don't want to mess up. Because there's nothing that can get demons messing with you except like you getting angry with God. You literally hand yourself to the lion for them to chew. So you have to cry out to the Lord, and he loves it. When you have come to the end of yourself. You know, Peter didn't have a long prayer to pray when he saw himself sinking. Please, spare me 2 seconds. I was so angry listening to a preacher. I'm not going to name him on television. Do you know what he said? He said that Jesus saving Peter from drowning wasn't a big deal because Peter could swim. I said, what do we have in America? That Peter was a fisherman and he could swim. So what was the big deal? But thank God that Peter did not have him to listen to. Hallelujah. Because it doesn't matter what you know. When life hits you, you even forget. You wouldn't even remember how to move a hand or feet. That's when you holler, Jesus, help! He didn't have time to say, Father, we thank you because you're merciful. Thank you for your faithfulness. Lord, please help. No. He saw himself going down. He said, help, Lord. I'm sinking. He said, Jesus grabbed him. Why didn't Jesus tell him then, Why are you crying to me? You know how to swim. But he knew at that moment, he don't know which way is up. I said, that's what trauma will do to you. With swimming, you wouldn't remember how to swim. You see yourself going now. There's no time for long prayers. Jesus, save me. Hallelujah. He loves you crying out. He loves you acknowledging. You've come to the end of yourself. I need you now. I need your touch now. I need your miracle now. I need your sign and a wonder. That's what the thing is all about. That's your toughest job, to surrender your will. Because that's what gives you independence to do like you please and say what you want and go when you want to, come when you want to, and can't nobody make you. It's because you are still on the throne of your life. So you don't submit to any covenant. You say you do, but you are far from the truth. The evidence speaks to the contrary. Hallelujah. Now watch. He says, for I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him sent me. The Holy Spirit said to me, you all's problem is complex. He said, because it's not only that you are not doing it, but you don't even know it to do it. Because you don't study your word. Amen. At least if you know it, we'll be calling you a rebel. But this one is, you're bereft of the scriptures. We're tweeting and texting and Facebooking and Instagramming and Snapchatting. My God, I remembered all of them. TikTok. We were in the men's meeting and one brother was giving a testimony of how he was trying to download TikTok and all the crazy things that popped out and everybody fell out laughing and they said, what are you looking for over there? watch out now. He says, and this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he had given me, I should lose. Man, that thing leaped off the page and slapped me. And the Holy Spirit said, now, how many relationships have I given you through the years? And you lost them. Amen. Jesus says, this is the Father's will. When I send somebody to you, you don't lose them. Amen. In another place he said, I've only lost one, but he's the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. That's the one he was permitted to lose from heaven. But all the other people and their shenanigans, heaven approved it. So he had to deal with it. So all the people with shenanigans in your life, hallelujah. I'm doing a slow pan. This, it can't look fast. Okay. I mean, you cannot run from these scriptures because I don't care who you are. With all the scriptures I'm reading, at some point, you get stuck. Now, I read this part, you say, okay, well, I'm kind of okay with that. I read this part, then finally I read this one. Okay, there's nowhere to hide. I got my two legs and toes and everything involved. All right, now watch. And this is the Father's will that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son, everyone that seeth the Son and believeth on him may have. This is what we should be celebrating. You notice, we don't wait to die to know that we have everlasting life. When you are in that condition, that means you haven't surrendered to him. But he says, the moment you see him, the moment you believe, he said, you have everlasting life. You know right now that if you die, you're going to heaven. It's not an assumption. is a confirmation of the Holy Spirit in your own heart. So you may have everlasting life. He says, and I will raise you up at the last day. Whew. Can I give you something to shout about?
Amen.
Watch. You receive everlasting life while you are alive.
Amen.
You are dead. You die. And they bury you. Your body rots. Your bones are there. But Jesus said, on the last day, when I call you, even though all that is left are bones, and the maggots and the ants have had a field day on you, but there's still resurrection. Hang in there with your bones. And as soon as you hear him calling you, you're coming out of that grave. Woo! Glory! You come out swinging. Now watch, Romans 12. Even if everything I've said so far you've managed to duck, this one, you have no way to run. Now this is one of our biggest challenges. Romans 12. Verse 17. Look at this one. Recompense to no man.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Recompense to no man evil for evil. To ask you to raise one hand is an insult. You need to raise both legs and both hands because you know you have done this all your life. Even if it's just answering them and not letting them get the last word, but you will retaliate. And yet he says, don't pay anybody back. You see why everlasting life is distant from us? We don't know what he says. We're just practicing our religion.
Amen.
Absolutely. He said, recompense to no man. Where are you preachers of the principle of the thing? Watch. Recompense to no man. No man. Evil for evil. You are forbidden for getting even. From getting even. This is the word of God that's keeping us from the supernatural. Don't you see how all the hindrances in your life have come through relationships? It's people that are on your way. I told you that we're in the men's meeting one time, and the Lord said to me, deliver the men. I said, from what? He said, they're saved. They're worshiping with you. He said, but many of them have 6, 7, and 8 women that they wounded out there before they got saved, and their hearts are still crying for vengeance. And he's messing with their destiny. He said, release them. You don't know the power of a covering.
Amen.
What was he telling me to do? To go and stand between you and the vengeance. Because God clothed me with grace. So when the vengeance hits me, it has no effect. And then you can go free. He said, this man can't get their prayers answered because these ladies are shooting all these arrows and praying judgments and destruction and wishing you evil.
Glory.
By the time this series is over, you will make peace with everybody. Get them out of your life. Get them out of your destiny. So your miracles will go in turbo. Hallelujah. Not as soon as they do something, boom, you make rash decisions. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to do that for the air. You are still running your life. You've just given yourself away that you are not submitted to Jesus. Now watch. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with
all men.
Why would Paul write by the Holy Spirit, if it be possible? Because some people, no matter how much love you show them, they know how to receive, but they're not learning along. They're always talking about how they're treated, but they never remember how they treat. The Bible says if you want to be a friend, show yourself. If you want friends, show yourself friendly. Not you come into a place and you got a long face and you are serious and then you say the people are not loving. How are they? What are they going to love? You're standing like a devil. Now watch. He says, as much as possible. As much as possible. He said, live peaceably with all men. Okay. So, he says, all men. All men, meaning this is a generic statement that covers all humanity, not one specific person. So that your modus operandi should be that every time God puts you in a relationship, you already know that they were not raised in your house. They're going to have a different mode of talking, acting, and doing. So you have to expect these things, and you need to purpose that you're going to roll with the punches. But we continue, we don't prepare ourselves for it. So when something happens, we act like it's something, whatever. Some people have gone as far as not going to any church and said, oh, church folks are crazy. If we are crazy, you are more crazy than us for not coming. At least we're crazy and we're still in the house learning how to get it right. But you gave up. So you're crazier than us. He said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. There is no religion that you're practicing out of the word of God that is from God. That's Satan.
Amen.
Oh. I want to read this last part. That's my favorite. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves. You notice? He doesn't leave it for any speculation. He said, don't avenge yourself. That's the will of God.
Amen.
Yeah. I keep telling you, when I see in anyone that they're not learning what God is teaching me and they're doing this, I separate myself.
Amen.
Because you're going to make me lose my destiny.
Amen.
Avenge not yourself. Amen. Don't get even. Why? That's how you pay your breakthroughs forward. He said to say it again. Not avenging yourself is how you pay for your breakthrough before they happen. Because God always allows somebody to do something and they watch to see how you will react. If you will let him be God now that you're upset. I know he's God now when you're in the sanctuary and the glory is moving. But will he be God when you are ticked off? Okay, let's read together. One, two, go. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. You notice? God said now, when you get even for you, you're getting into my place. Vengeance is mine, not yours. You are not equipped for vengeance. Why? Once you take a revenge, then you implicate yourself for a revenge.
Amen.
then your life becomes a cycle of chaos. None of your relationships work. Then you judge everybody. And you say, people are crazy. No, they're not crazy. It's you that will not submit to what God said. Because you refuse to practice what he says, then your stuff is chaotic everywhere you go. Now, here are three things I want you to see. First, he says, you should give place to wrath. So when people are angry or you get upset, pull back from it. You have to give it space. You can't resolve it then. Trying to resolve it will only lead to an escalation because you're already inflamed and demons can get in quickly. When you get angry, it's like opening the door and say, hey, you devils that have been waiting, come on. The door is open. He said, give place unto wrath. Now watch this. For it is written, vengeance is mine. But what's the issue? Most people don't believe that God will repay.
Amen.
Or like I heard people saying in Nigeria, he just takes too long. We're tired of waiting on him. So we need to take care of this quickly. He says, I will repay, saith the Lord. One of my secret strategies is to go to God and say, okay, now Lord, heal me, but bless me. I trade my wounds for miracles. Hallelujah. These are the secret things I practice. You trade your stuff for breakthroughs, for miracles. You worry, it's between them and you. You all duke it out. But bless me. Let my pain produce miracles. Like he said in the book of Isaiah, say, I'll give you double for your trouble. So however God chooses to settle it, whenever he chooses to settle it, that is between him and the person. But for me, I want to be blessed going in, coming out. Everything I touch prospers. Everywhere I look, there's a breakthrough. Miracles, miracles, miracles. Beloved, if you pay attention to this word, you will see that I didn't just step on your toes, I stepped on your fingers, your hair, your eyelashes, everything. Avenge not yourself. Oof. This is where most people have failed woefully. You are avenging words, you never let them get the last word. You are avenging attitudes, you cut people off, you don't talk to them. You start a crusade against them. You do things physically or in, you know, other ways in retaliation. But God said, don't avenge yourself. I will repay, said the Lord. Unfortunately, most people don't believe that God will repay, as I said in the message. It's even worse in Nigeria today that people are going back to heathenism and saying that the demons that control those deities are very quick to retaliate. But the Christian God said, I didn't have gotten that bad. Because we're all born in the church and Christian. But the Christian God now, they said, takes forever. And many times he doesn't do anything. We need to return to these devils. But you see, when you get even, you get in the place of God. But he said in the message that you not getting even is how you pay forward for your breakthroughs. You give God his place. Did you learn my secret sauce? I release the issue to God and I ask him to bless me for my pain. We talked about the Isaiah scripture. It says, I'll give you double for your trouble. I will give you double for your trouble. So many times things are done to you, you don't know that's your avenue to pay forward, pay your breakthrough forward. Mm-mm.
you ruin it by getting upset and then retaliating and doing all these things. You live a life without a breakthrough. I've seen so many noisemakers in this kingdom. It hurts because I know they are not going to get anywhere. And as I've said, I've seen so many friends die, so-called friends. So many acquaintances, let me put it that way. They ended up not accomplishing anything, not doing anything, not. And all the things they said God will do never happened. Why waste your life? Obey the word of the Lord. Relationship is everything. God will bless you and answer you. And people, some of the seeds my parents sowed were reaping. You go places, you mention you are an onozer. Ooh. I say, let me tell you what your father did for me. Or let me tell you this, let me tell you that. Doors just fling open. Hallelujah. It's not only that you're paying your own personal breakthrough forward, but you're creating a generational blessing. Glory to God. It's such a mighty blessing. If you have been doing it wrong, repent today. Call 770-994-3777. Prayer ministers will agree with you in prayer. Repent and turn today. God will show back up and begin to work miracles in your life. Give him his place as God. He said, vengeance is mine. I leave vengeance to him. It's between him and the people. I just receive the blessing. Learn it. You can't. It's inevitable. Jesus says it's inevitable. There will be offenses. Do we really read our Bibles? He says it's inevitable. You're going to get offended. Somebody's going to do something. So you can't pray your way out of it. You can't tell God that this it cannot happen and that's the way you live. No. It's all by design. It's all by design. Amen. May God bless you. Put your seed in the ground. Call the prayer line. Write to me and give me your testimonies. Any one of those ways, connect with the voice of resurrection. And may resurrection come to you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. God bless you.